Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, October 16, 2006. A Palestinian youth was killed in an explosion that took place east of Khan Yunis. In the meantime, Israeli troops attack West Bank cities and take prisoners. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported that a Palestinian youth was killed in an explosion that took place east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The sources identified the youth as Mohammed Al-Barim, 20. The causes of the explosion remain so far unknown. One resident was injured in the blast. The explosion took place in Abassan area, east of Khan Yunis. Israeli military sources claim that the Islamic Resistance Movement Hamas managed to obtain dozens of Russian-made missiles that could hit targets 4 kilometers away. The missiles, according to Israeli radio, can hit and damage armored vehicles. The sources added that the missiles have a high level of accuracy and that the Hamas leadership in exile is attempting to develop the military capacities for the Hamas movement. The movement denied the reports and said that its fighters have Qassam homemade shells and other weapons that will be used if Israel carries out further invasions and attacks in the Gaza Strip. Here is Salah Bardawil, a Palestinian lawmaker from Hamas.
This is untrue. Hamas have been self-dependent in providing the needs for their resistance in all its previous operations, facing the huge aggressive Zionist military arsenal. So, Israel should stop looking for justification for its aggression because it does not need such justifications.
Israeli forces invaded the West Bank city of Bethlehem and the nearby Dehesha refugee camp and took prisoner 2 residents Monday at dawn. Troops surrounded the house of Khadr Masalma in the city of Bethlehem, searched it, then took his son Mohammed, 17, to an unknown location. In the meantime, in Dehesha refugee camp, troops broke into the home of Ahed Azghari, searched it, and ransacked his family's belongings. Soldiers took Azghari to an unknown location. Also in Bethlehem, unknown gunmen broke into and damaged the offices of the Joint Services Council of the Ministry of Local Government on Monday at dawn. The front door was damaged, and the gunmen confiscated hard drives from several computers and some of the furniture. The director of the office, Kamal Hamed, said that the act was carried out by a group of criminals wanting to spark internal fighting between the Palestinians. He did not eliminate the possibility that the Israeli army was behind the attack since soldiers were operating in the area and had broken into several homes. On Monday morning, the Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Nablus and the nearby Balata refugee camp. According to eyewitness reports, a number of Israeli military vehicles stormed the city, searched and ransacked homes, then took Mu'attaz Al-Afori, 21, prisoner. Meanwhile, troops broke into residents' homes in Balata and took Nimr At-Tarawi, 22, to an unknown location. Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah, claimed responsibility for detonating 3 homemade roadside bombs as military vehicles invaded the city. No injuries were reported. Israeli soldiers took positions in the city center, the old part of the city, and the Balata refugee camp, local sources reported. The Israeli authorities did not allow Osama al-Adil, an MS patient from the West Bank city of Qalqilia, to travel out of the country for medical treatment, explaining that he is a security threat to the State of Israel. Al-Adil needs a monthly injection that costs 1,500 shekels, or the equivalent of $350. If he does not receive this injection on time, he will lose the ability to walk, speak, and see. The Palestine News Network, PNN, interviewed the man who told them that he was planning to travel to Saudi Arabia after he sent his medical reports to the German Saudi hospital, which responded positively about possibly treating his illness. On his way to Saudi Arabia, he was stopped by the Israeli Borders Control, who would not allow him to leave, claiming he was a security threat. Osama told PNN that the injections he needs are not available in Palestine on a regular basis, and doctors say that any MS case not taken care of on a regular basis puts the patient in great danger. Osama went to Homakade, an Israeli human rights group, to see if they could help him get approval from the Israeli military and secret police in order to leave for medical treatment outside the country. Palestinian detainees in Negev Israeli Detention Center reported on Monday that 11 Egyptian political detainees continued today their hunger strike that started a week ago. The 11 detainees were taken prisoner while attempting to enter Palestinian areas through the borders and are now being held without charges. The detention center administration refused a request filed by Amar Daragma, 28, from the West Bank city of Tubas to receive medical care. Daragma was taken prisoner 3 years ago and sentenced to 6 years. Daragma asked Hamoked to help bring medical care to Palestinian and Arab prisoners held in Israeli jails, a request the Israeli authorities have so far refused. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Keisha Kay and Ghassan Banoura.